Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it is the good, the bad, and the dumb as we get going here on a Tuesday morning. And before we get to the good, a reminder that The Athletic delivers every sports story that matters. The Athletic with full-time local writers dedicated to your teams, providing breaking news, in-depth analysis, and exclusive stories you can't find anywhere else. Ken Rosenthal, Lindsey Jones, Stuart Mandel, David Aldridge, just some of the top national names, provide unrivaled league-level perspective and insight, all personalized and ad-free. Subscribe today for $1 a week at theathletic.com/radioweek. That's theathletic.com/radioweek. Okay, let's get the good of the day, Mr. Culver.
Well, I know you were all in on it yesterday.
Yes.
The U.S. men's national team, soccer.
Yeah, what did they do?
They played a game yesterday.
Did they really?
And just put a beat down on Panama, 6-2.
Good job.
What's really good about this is that it featured the second youngest team they've ever had collectively, and it didn't feature their best player in Christian Pulisic.
Now, he's over in Europe?
He's over in Europe.
So he can't come over. He can't jump on a jet and play for this team.
You know, they have that. There's that whole pandemic protocol.
Can't do any of that stuff.
Yeah.
So he can't play.
He can't.
But they
play.
Still put a beat down on Panama.
They did.
Now, hold on.
Yes.
Is beating Panama good?
It actually is. I mean, well, okay. in the manner that they did it, featuring a young team that doesn't really have a whole lot of national experience.
Gotcha.
It is actually a good thing for them when they go up and they win 6-2, especially after falling 1-0 early in the game. Because in the past, whenever the U.S. team fell 1-0, for whatever reason, it was panic mode for like 85 minutes.
Okay.
But they've just, you know, they kept the level head, did what they were supposed to do, and got the job done. So it's
excellent.
Looking, hopefully this kind of this team right here looks really good, and the trend continues as we head into the 2022 World Cup season.
2022 World Cup.
Yes.
Okay, very good. Was this a tournament or anything, or was it just
a
friendly?
No, it's just a friendly, and it's on the heels of they played another friendly last week.
Gotcha.
Against Wales.
It'd be hard to put a tournament together, too, with the COVID and all that stuff. Hey, sometimes you kind of forget.
Just got to do the bubble.
Guess you got to do a bubble, right? Yeah.
Well, I mean, the World Cup, essentially, well, not really a bubble. They travel around to different cities in one country, but.
So I'm seeing some of the names. Giovanni Reyna.
Yep.
Yeah, I see him. Nicholas Anachi.
You might have heard of Gio Reyna's father, if you follow in U.S. soccer circles. His father was Claudio Reyna. Who had the distinction of being almost looked upon as Captain America for the U.S. national team, as he was captain of that team from like the late 90s through most of the early 2000s.
Wow, it's amazing.
So his son is now on the team and scored a goal yesterday, got his first
goal.
Good
for him. All right.
Team. So, yeah, it was good.
Good for them. Good for them, USA. We love you, USA.
Yes. And like you always say, it is the one collective sport where we all come together as a country.
That's true. We do. I do love it. All right, what's the bad of the day?
You ever drop your kids late to school?
Of course.
Have you ever done that in the past?
I have.
All right.
I think everybody has.
Everyone has.
I think everybody's had a moment where they didn't get out on time.
Right. Well, one school in France is asking parents to stop throwing their kids over the fence after the gate is locked.
So they're throwing their kids over the fence to avoid.
Yeah.
Well, you know, here's the thing. If you're late dropping your kid off for school, you're probably late for another thing as well. And you probably are like, just get in there. I'll deal with it later. Maybe that's why they're doing it. But they're just throwing their kids over a fence.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's about a 6-foot fence.
That's not short.
Basically what they're doing, the gates for the school lock at 8:30, which most schools will do, you know, especially given, you know, the situation we have in schools nowadays, pre-COVID, where you had, you know, a lot of, you had a really tight, you almost had to create a jail cell to make sure you kept people out.
Right.
And so you locked the gates. And at 8:30, they locked the gates promptly, but that hasn't stopped parents from pulling up and kind of tossing their kids over the fence or helping them up over the fence.
All right.
To get into school. And what the school is asking, and they've actually had to send out memos, had to put up signs on the gate for parents to stop throwing your kids over the fence.
Nice.
That's how bad it's gotten.
I got to be honest with you. I probably would have done that.
Of course.
Probably would have said, hey, get over the fence. We're going to help you get over the fence. Just go.
Yeah. Because their alternative is, like, I remember back in my day in high school, if we were late to school, there was only one entrance we could walk through.
Yeah.
and you had to go and you met, I can't remember her name, but, you know, she was infamous. They gave you a hard time no matter what the excuse was. You could have had a doctor's appointment, dentist appointment. She's like, where's your note? You know, she was just mean and bitter, but, you know, she had a thankless job. But that's what the school should do. This school instead is, no, you know, we'll open up the gates again at 10 a.m.
So you'd have to wait till 10 to bring
your
kids in?
Yeah.
But what if you have to go to work and you don't have time to go back at 10? Listen, the kids, they're not throwing the kids over the fence because they want to go home and watch television. They're throwing the kids over the fence because they're probably late for work themselves.
They're not wanting to, they don't want to jeopardize missing the Price is Right. They're probably trying to get to their job.
Yeah. The one of the reasons that drives me crazy when I used to do it is that when I was late, I'd have to stop the car, find parking, go in, explain to the people why we were late, then sign them in again. And then this was when they were now elementary school.
Yeah.
All right. Well, they got a little older. It was on them. But I would be like, I don't have time for that. Like, if I can get you there at a point where you could just run in. I don't have time to go to the office and fill out forms.
I had to explain myself. It was just, they're late. You
know, exactly.
Stuff happens.
That's right.
The kids are here. They want to learn. So you're telling me if they show up at 8:35, they can't come in?
Yeah. No.
You know, that's really what the school is. I thought school was supposed to be a place of learning.
Oh. All right. What's the dumb of the day?
So just stop throwing your kids over the fence.
Just throw them over the fence.
I would love to see the video, though.
I wouldn't mind seeing that. It would be kind of funny.
The dumb of the day, Waffle House is releasing a beer.
Yes.
And it's
why wouldn't they?
Well, yeah. It's a red ale that smells like breakfast meats.
All right, how do you do that?
I really don't know, but I mean, I'm not going to put it past them because, you know, we just got done having pumpkin spice beer season.
So you can,
I mean, you can.
So when they say breakfast meats, is it bacon?
It's bacon.
And then ham? Bacon. Is it sausage?
Well, it just smells like, I guess, I've never been to a Waffle House. That's one of the crimes I've had in my
existence. Oh, you don't know what you're missing, man. That's good stuff.
I have yet to make it into a Waffle House. And I guess the Waffle House has a very distinct smell when you walk into the door.
Yeah, well, it's one of those small diners where the kitchen, the diner, it's like a diner. It's like, like everything's in front of you. You're watching them cook. So instead of the kitchen being in the back, behind a door, it's right in front of you. So you smell everything they're cooking. Yeah. So all the eggs and bacon and everything, it fills the air with fragrance.
So I believe this is, it's only going to be available, I think, in Atlanta to start off. Akani Brewing Company. I think that's what it's called. That's who Waffle House collaborated with, Akani Brewing Company. And they have a bacon-infused beer that smells like breakfast meats.
Here's my problem with this. And again, maybe it sells out great. Maybe people love it.
No,
I get it.
Go
okay.
ahead, bring it, because I'm feeling the same way.
All right. Well, I don't know if we're – I look at it and say, look, to create a beer, to create a whole, the marketing, the product, and getting everything rolling, I don't know if that's – like – are you that popular enough to make this a worthy business endeavor? Does that make sense?
For
whoever's involved in this, the combination of the beer company and Waffle House. Is Waffle House behind this, or are they adding their name in likeness to an idea somebody already had? Like, look, we're going to make a beer. Okay, if it's a collaboration, do they think that this will be such a hit that it's worthy of putting all of the investment, all of the research, all of the marketing, all of the time, all of the effort it takes to create this? Because I just don't think it is.
See, my thing is it something that we need?
Yeah.
You know, do we need a bacon-infused beer that smells like breakfast meats? I don't know if I want to get down on that.
Right.
Listen, I love breakfast. I love bacon. But I don't think I want to be drinking bacon at 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
I've been saying this for a long, long time. I think the bacon love affair went way overboard.
Yes.
I like bacon. I don't want bacon candy. I don't want bacon. Name your product that's bacon infused. I don't want it. I don't want bacon soda. Baking soda. I don't want bacon flavored anything. I just want bacon.
You want a bacon air freshener.
Right.
Socks.
Exactly. I don't need any of that. I don't love bacon that much that I want the bacon flavor in my cereal or anything else. I want just bacon. I just, when I have bacon, that's what I want. I don't want to be like, oh, this orange juice tastes like bacon too. Oh, I can't take it anymore. This is so great. No, it's not great. Because that's where I think we went too far, right? Everyone was like, yeah, bacon, now make sure your oatmeal tastes like bacon. And I get it. Look, I just want bacon.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Bacon by itself, fantastic.
Fantastic. I don't need it to flavor my toothpaste.
Yeah, and bacon's always going to be a side item, kids. I'm sorry. I mean, you can wrap meat around it. It's still a side item. You're dressing a piece of chicken or you're dressing a pork chop or whatever.
Exactly.
Bacon is by itself is just
look. If I go to a place, any restaurant, any breakfast place, and maybe I'm in the mood for pancakes or wherever. If it doesn't come with bacon, I get a side of bacon all the time. All the time.
Who doesn't?
So I may go, I'll take the pancake platter, but give me a side of bacon. Or I'll take the cheese omelet with white toast and a side of bacon.
See, this is the only problem I have with breakfast places, too, because when you do ask for a side of bacon and it's like an arm and a leg to buy it, you only get like two strips. You're like, no.
You're going to keep bringing it.
Yeah. I want a side of bacon. That's not a side of bacon.
Yeah. That's no, not at all. Not at all. So
that's why bacon at home is the best, because it just keeps coming.
That's right.
Or if
That's
you go
right.
to a
make a bunch of it.
Or if you go to a breakfast buffet.
Oh, I love it.
Every once in a while, too. They had that little silver tin where you just roll up the window and you see this pile of bacon.
Piles of bacon.
Last time I was at a breakfast buffet, I saw a guy, I kid you not, I think he took about half of it. It just piled on his plate. You couldn't even see the plate. It was just overrun with
him.
Bacon. I'm looking at him like, you know what? I can't even be mad.
Yeah.
I understand. I mean, I want you to save some for the rest of us, but I get it. I'm that way, too.
I'm with you. All right. On Twitter, at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver. That's Ron with two N's. Mike on Twitter. I would create a giant catapult and charge $10 a child outside the school. That's awesome. There you go. Yeah, that French school. I would do that.
It'd be fun.
Pew! Now you're not late. Pew!
Was the catapult invented in France?
Was it?
I mean, it has that kind of French sounding to it, doesn't it?
Catapults. That's very true. All right, it's Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.